Welcome to my podcast. I'm Ninka Benedict Mauritsen, and I reversed my son's autism and I healed myself from depression, anxiety, obesity, and the whole family from digestive issues, asthma, allergies, and just overall low quality of life. I'm here to improve your life quality, your self-healing capacity, and your happiness by reconnecting you to your self-healing powers and Mother Nature. In this episode, I want to talk about picky eating. So many children are picky eaters right now, and I get so many emails in my inbox from parents who are desperate because their children do not want to eat healthy food. So in this podcast, I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you some tips on how to overcome picky eating, what some of the underlying root causes might be, and a little tip from mom to mom, from parent to parent, about the underlying dynamics and the parenting aspect of it that might be useful for you if you're battling with your child and you need a next step to move forward so that your child can receive the love that's given through food when we parent from a conscious place. So food is love. And whenever I feed my children, and when I turned our lives around, so when we went from inflammatory junk food, burgers, pizza, Coca-Cola, candy, crisps, chips, fried foods, and this feeling of unalignment that followed my parenting when I was in that space, when I shifted to a more conscious place where I chose that I wanted to express my love, my care, and my leadership through the food that I bought, cooked, and gave my children. It was a massive shift in my family's health, in my maturing process, so in my transformation process as a human being on this planet, and in my spiritual journey, which had to do with being conscious, being aware, and also respecting that the body and the children that's been given to me as a responsibility for me to bring them up to become conscious, strong, awakened young men. That job was something that I learned to take very seriously. And by doing so, I created a flow, a sense of chi, high frequency, high vibration in my own body, in my family, in my tribe. And this feeling of pride and alignment and a life and a diet which actually matched my values was a tremendous moment for me. It was such a transformational process for me. So I want you to be able to experience this, and I want to help you get rid of the battle. And I know how painful it is to have a child who's struggling with health, food, sleep, digestion. My children have never been overweight, but I can only imagine how painful it must be to have your child express these messages to us as parents through their body in the form of obesity. Actually, both of my children's bodies cried out for my parenting and my awakening through asthma, allergies, hyperactivity, symptoms of autism, constipation, night terrors, bedwetting, tantrums, anxiety, violence, violent behavior, picky eating, rashes on the skin. And I don't think there's any difference between having a child who is obese and having a child who has all the symptoms that my children had. It was a consequence of the choices that I didn't make and the choices that I made, the decisions that I didn't want to take, the learning process and the parenting journey that was waiting for me. And as soon as I took on that job, everything changed. So I'm not here to shame you. I'm not here to make you feel guilty or bad or anything. I'm here to offer you a helping hand to overcome one of the most common obstacles on the journey to create health for your family and for your children, and that is picky eating. So my children have both been through phases of picky eating. So one of my kids only wanted bread and candy and pizza and milk. And another kid only wanted peanut butter and salami. So I don't know what that's called, chorizo. And I don't remember the last thing, but it was not nutritious anyway. So it was a very selective diet. And what are the reasons why children get into this habit? One of the most common reasons is zinc deficiency. So when you're zinc deficient, healthy foods, most of the healthy foods that you want your child to eat taste either bitter or bland. So it tastes like nothing or it tastes horrible. And zinc deficiency or mineral deficiency is linked to this modern lifestyle and all these processed foods that we are giving our children and inflammation and the lack of nutrients in the children's diet. But mineral depletion is also linked to lifestyle stress, a toxic lifestyle that we live in, a toxic environment full of electromagnetic disturbances and blue light and poor mitochondrial health. So we have batteries in our bodies. The mitochondria are batteries, and they run on light, minerals, electromagnetic currents, water. And you need to ground to the earth with your feet on the ground. You need sunlight, and you need water, and you need minerals for your batteries to work. So that's just one comment I want to share with you. Zinc, you can give it as a supplement. You can get supplements for children. Do not just go to the pharmacy or the supermarket. Those supplements are low quality and bad quality and probably not bioavailable. And don't start with supplementing your way out of a fundamental problem, which is fundamentally a unaligned life where there's no contact to the earth or the sun or the light or the wind and the seasons and the cycles of the day. So the circadian rhythm. So start thinking about how you can reconnect to tribal wisdom. What would the ancient American, ancient Native Indians do? What would the indigenous tribes do to create foundation for health? So sleep is important. Getting outside is important. Silence is important. Get those children away from the pads and the pots and the screens and the mobiles. But start by thinking and reflecting on how have you disconnected from ancestral wisdom and ancestral needs, cycles, rhythms, and logic, because it's nature is so logical. Then you need to start with yourself, because children do and children eat what we do and what we buy. So you cannot lead your child through a change and a transformation or a jungle that you have not been passing through yet, that you have not implemented on yourself. And most of us as parents, we are busy, we are exhausted, we're doing so much, much more than we can, we're giving more than we have. And so the easy solutions are very tempting. But the consequences in stress level, lack of sleep and lack of health and lack of libido and lack of positivity and all these mood swings that we get into ourselves when we are not well nourished is taking away more energy, money, time, and life out of your family. So the only thing I want you to do is to look at this from the outside and from your deepest place of wisdom and check in with your values and your inner guidance to see whether the things that you buy and cook and choose are in alignment with your values and your inner guidance and your highest wisdom. So this is an awakening process. I don't subscribe to the idea of just taking zinc and then keep on eating crap and living a life that's detached from wisdom and from ancestral health and from inner guidance. Another aspect is that children get very picky when it comes to texture and taste. The more processed foods they get, so the more sugar and bread and pasta and bland foods and these processed foods that are full of sugar and salt and artificial coloring and taste agents, I don't know what the name is, but all these additives that make you in itself will make your child more picky in his or her eating habits. But another aspect is the cerebellum. So the cerebellum is a part of the brain that is responsible for emotional control, for learning, for behavior, for long-term decision-making, but it's also linked to the sensory input and balance and eye tracking and auditory processing. And so my soulmate, when his daughter tried to commit suicide and he sold his businesses to try and find a solution for her, he traveled the world and met up with neuroscientists to find a solution for her. And what he came up with was an exercise system that stimulated the parts of the brain, namely the cerebellum, that works as the brain's brain. So the more we study the brain, the more it looks like the cerebellum is this brain's brain, so that the brain controls much more than we knew. It can have an effect on food intolerances. What they saw was it had a huge impact on the foods that children preferred. So children that went through this program, which was normally children with behavioral issues or learning difficulties or who had difficulties reading or focusing or concentrating, these children also by themselves, after completing the program, started to choose healthier foods without having to be told to. So it looks like that can be a reset button where you get back to the state where you actually know instinctively what's good for you, and then you choose what's good for you instead of what's just stimulating for you. The last part of this awakening process is to understand that children express what we suppress. Children will test us when we leave the building. And what do I mean by that? What I mean is that when I was really unhealthy and I was detached from my own body and I was eating really crappy foods and I was overperforming, overworking, overstressed, unhappy, anxious, depressed, and constipated, and I didn't sleep at night and I was just in a mess, my children expressed all my longings and all my lessons and all the unexplored areas in my own personal journey. I needed to regain my health. I needed to wake up. I needed to connect to my soul and my life purpose and living a meaningful life. And until you make that decision and do it for yourself, and for your self-exploration and for finding, and because you want to find purpose in life and because you want to respect yourself and you want to ground yourself to this earth and to your life purpose, your children will test you. When you doubt whether this is a good idea or not, your children will express that doubt. unless you believe in this fully on a cellular level, on a soul level, on a physical level, and your whole being just expresses, I stand for this, your children will test you, protest against you. And the more you detach from yourself and your life purpose and your soul and your inner wisdom, the worse your children will behave. That's my experience anyway. That's what my children did. That's what the children of the thousands of women that are in my courses every year are telling me that their children do. Your children is a reflection of your inner child. And so picky eating is an awakening process, is a wake-up call. And it's got a physical, an emotional, and a spiritual message for you. So the question is, what's the message for you today? Write it down. Take it seriously. When we ignore the messages, we get into trouble. The more we ignore the messages, the more symptoms, problems, and battles we will have in life. I want you to experience peace. So, that was probably not what you expected when I announced that I wanted to talk about picky eating today. But I'm not into treating symptoms. I'm into waking up. And I love to have you here with me. I love to wake up with you. I love what you teach me every day when you write me on Instagram, Ninka's Detox, or when you write me on Facebook, Ninka Benedetta Mauritz, on my public page. I love to share this journey with you. Please subscribe so that you know when I come up with a new podcast, every time I release a new podcast. Rate it, share the love. And I so appreciate to hear from you. So whenever you feel like it, tag me on Instagram. I read everything and I comment everything. And I'm so grateful for every comment and every input I get. Have a great day. Until next time.